Visit to Riverdale. It's early Sunday morning as we look in on the Andrews home, and at the moment, things are fairly quiet. Early Sunday morning being one of the few times that condition exists in the Andrews house. However, Mrs. Andrews is already up and working in the kitchen.
Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon with the one you love. The sun above, waiting for...
Oh, kiss me, sweet.
Oh, for
kiss
pity's
me,
sake,
simple.
Is that Archie?
Kiss me on
He'll wake his father if he keeps that up.
Kiss me now.
Archie.
Kiss me later.
Archie.
Kiss me like a sweet potato.
Archie.
Kiss me.
Oh, hiya, Mom.
Archie Andrews, what on earth are you doing?
Looking for my tennis racket, Mom.
Well, stop that singing.
Gee whiz, don't you like that song?
Archie, I love that song, but I don't think your father will.
Why not?
He's sleeping.
He is? Gee whiz, Mom, I wanted to ask Dad something. That's why I especially came down so early.
Archie, you know your father always sleeps late on Sunday.
Oh, yes,
well,
but
do you want to ask him that's so important?
Well, Mom, it's like this.
Yes?
Well, I have a date to play tennis with Veronica later this morning.
Yes?
And, well, I'm kind of financially embarrassed, you might say.
Financially embarrassed? Archie, didn't you get your allowance just yesterday?
Uh-huh. That's what makes it embarrassing.
For pity's sake.
You think Dad will give me some more money, Mom?
Well, not if you wake him up, he won't.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're right, Mom. He would be kind of mad. I won't make a sound, Mom. Not a sound.
All right, see that you don't. Now come out to the kitchen and I'll make you some breakfast.
Okay, Mom, I'll come.
Oh, dear. Quick, Archie, answer that. Huh?
Okay, Mom, I got it. Hello?
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 Oh, Archie, is that you?
Yeah, is that you, Betty?
Uh-huh. Well, why are you whispering? You got a cold?
No, I got a father.
What?
My father. He's sleeping and I don't want to wake him up.
Oh, I see. Well, Archie, I called to ask if you'd like to play tennis this morning.
Tennis? I mean tennis? Did you say play tennis, Betty?
Uh-huh. It's a wonderful day for tennis.
Oh, gee, Betty, I'd love to play tennis, but I have a date.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, Betty, and I better get off the phone before I wake my father up.
Some other time, perhaps.
Yeah, Betty. Some other time, Betty. Bye, Betty.
Bye.
That was Betty.
Archie, somehow I managed to gather that for myself. But I wish you wouldn't call you at this hour on Sunday morning. Now, come on out in the kitchen before you wake your... Oh, dear.
I got it, Mom.
Here's
my closet.
Archie, pick it up.
I am, Mom. I am.
And be quiet.
I'm trying to, Mom. I'm trying.
Hello?
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 Archie?
Okay, Mom.
Hey, Archie, this is Jughead.
Oh, gee, it's Jughead, Mom. Jug, you'll have to whisper louder. I can hardly hear you.
Just a minute.
I still can't hear you.
How's this?
I still can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Jug, I can't hear...
Archie...
I mean, I can't hear you, Jug. Jughead, what are you whispering about?
My father's asleep. What are you whispering about?
The same thing.
You're whispering because my father's asleep?
No, Jughead, because my father's asleep.
He is?
Yes, Jug, he is.
Gee whiz, what a coincidence.
Yes, Jug, it's a coincidence. Now, Jug, what do you want anyway?
I just want to know what you're doing today.
Playing tennis with Veronica. Yes, Jug, I are. I mean, I am.
Gee, then I haven't got anything to do.
Well, Jug, listen, why don't you call Betty?
Betty?
Uh-huh. She wants to play tennis, and she has no date. You take her, and we can all play tennis together.
Gee, okay, Archie, that's a good idea.
Okay, Jug, see you later, Jug.
Yeah, bye.
Bye, Jug. That was Jug.
Archie, I could tell. But if you want your father to give you the money to play tennis, you better come out in the kitchen before you wake him up.
Okay, Mom, I am.
I don't know why half the town has to call you at this hour anyway.
Gee whiz, Mom, was it my fault?
No, but you should tell your friends not to call you on Sunday morning.
Okay, Mom, but Dad didn't hear the phone and nobody else is going to call now and we've got... Oh, boy.
Oh, dear, Archie, answer that. Hurry.
Okay, Mom, I'll get it. Don't
worry. Look out for the broom. Archie, did you hurt yourself?
I don't think so, Mom. But I hear bells ringing.
That's a telephone.
Oh.
Get up while I go answer it.
Okay, Mom. Oh, my back.
And be quiet. Oh, that boy. Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Andrews. This is Veronica. I hope I didn't wake you.
Oh, Veronica, no, dear, you didn't.
Oh, that's good. Is Archie up?
Well, he's awake, but I wouldn't say he was up.
What do you mean?
Oh, he tripped over something a minute ago. Did you want to talk to him, dear?
Uh-huh.
All right, I'll call him. Archie! Archie! Archie!
You calling me, Mom?
Yes, Archie, I certainly am. It's for you.
Oh, who is it?
Veronica.
Veronica? Gee, was, oh boy. Let me have it, Mom. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Archie. It's awful nice to hear your voice, Archie. Do you?
Archie, for pity's sake, if you must giggle, giggle quietly.
Huh? Oh, just a minute, Veronica. What did you say, Mom?
I said be quiet or you wake your father.
Oh, okay, Mom. Hello, Veronica.
Hello, Archie.
Where were we?
You were saying...
Oh, yeah. But listen, Veronica, I can't talk right now. My father's still sleeping, and I don't want to wake him. Was there anything special you wanted to say?
Well, I'm probably going to call for me in your jalopy, or whether you wanted me to call for you in my car.
Well, maybe you'd better call for me, Veronica. I'd rather not drive way over to the tennis courts in my jalopy. It isn't working so good.
Oh, all right, Archie. I just wanted to be sure.
Okay, Veronica. See you later.
Well, bye now, Archie.
Goodbye now, Veronica.
Bye now.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Archie.
Huh? Oh, goodbye, Veronica. See you later. That was Veronica, Mom.
Archie, I know it was Veronica. I answered the phone first, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, she just wanted to know
Archie,
if I wanted her to...
I don't care what she wanted to know. Come out in the kitchen if you don't want your father down here yelling about who woke him up.
Okay, Mom, okay.
In all my days, saw so many phone calls on a Sunday morning. Archie, what's that?
What's what?
That red mark on your forehead.
What red mark on whose forehead?
Your forehead. Oh, you must have hit your head when you tripped over the broom. Does it hurt?
I don't feel anything. Where is it?
Right there.
No!
Archie, for pity's sake, be quiet.
Okay, Mom, okay. Gee, was you nearly knock my head off and then tell me to be quiet?
Archie, I hardly touched it. But I guess you did bump your head when you fell.
I guess so, but it'll be okay, Mom.
Well, you better put some ice on it.
Ice? What for?
To keep the swelling down. If you don't, you'll have a lump there the size of an egg.
But, Mom, I don't mean...
Archie, don't argue. You've got to put some ice... Oh, dear, the front door.
No, boy, I'll get it, Mom.
Oh, no, you don't.
Huh?
It'll be much simpler if I answer it. You'll only trip over something again and make a racket that'd wake the dead.
She was okay.
Okay. Now you get the ice cubes out while I go to the door.
Golly. You'd think I can't do anything right the way some people talk around here. Think I always got into trouble. I guess I do. Well, I better get the ice cubes out. I'll see if I can pull one of these trays out. Stuck, I'll try again. Still stuck, I'll try it again. Whew, boy, that's sure frozen.
That's why they call it ice. She was Jughead. What'd you expect, Willie the Penguin?
No, Jughead, but you walk like him.
Archie, never mind arguing with Jughead. Get the ice cubes out, and I'll go get the ice there.
Okay, Mom, okay.
What do you want the ice for anyway, Archie?
I fell and got a lump on my forehead.
Oh, is that it right there?
No! Jughead, did you have to jab it?
She was the only one to find out if that was a lump.
Yes, Jughead, that's the lump, and quit poking it.
Okay, okay.
Okay, now look out while I pull this tray of ice cubes out. Gee whiz, it still won't come out.
Oh, Jack, I got an idea.
Yeah?
Maybe if you pulled the tray and I pulled you, the tray would come out.
Hey, that might work at that, Jug. Okay, take hold of my shoulder.
Okay.
And then when I say go, you pull.
Okay.
All right. Ready, set, pull!
Well, we pulled.
Oh, boy, we sure did. We hit the jackpot.
Archie, what was that?
That was everything in your icebox coming out.
Archie Andrews, how on earth did you do that?
Mom, I was just...
look at those things all over the floor.
Yeah, messy, isn't it?
Jug, be quiet. Mom, I was...
all that food and milk and eggs and butter and everything.
Everything except the ice cubes.
Jug, be quiet. Mom, I was just...
look at that mess. Archie, how on earth could you pull a fool trick like that?
It was easy.
Jughead, for the last time, be quiet.
Okay, okay.
Hey, Mom, please, please don't make so much noise. You're going to wake Dad up.
Me not make noise. Me? Archie,
I know, Mom, I know. It's all my fault. But it was just an accident, and we'll clean it all up in 2 seconds. Jug, get the broom and the dustpan.
Okay,
I have never in all my days seen anything
Mom,
like
Mom,
this.
Mom, it's all right. I'll have it all picked up right away. I'll pick up these pieces of glass first.
All right, but watch out you don't cut yourself.
Mom, I know enough not to cut myself on broken glass.
All right, dear.
You know, I'm not
just...
2 years old.
Yes,
well, any
Archie,
John fool
just...
knows enough not to cut himself on glass.
All right, Archie, so you won't cut yourself on the glass, but go ahead and pick it up.
All right, I don't know why people think I'm so... Yo!
Mm-hmm. Well, what happened?
I cut myself on the glass.
Oh, for pity's sake. I thought you were going to be careful.
I was, Mom, but I didn't see that little piece. Mm. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Mm. Archie, take your finger out of your mouth so I can see it.
My mouth?
No, your finger.
Okay, Mom. But it sure hurts.
Oh, and it's bleeding. Mm. Archie, I'll have to get some iodine for that. Now, you wait right there.
Oh, but, Mama, I don't want any iodine.
I'm in dustpan, Archie. She was, what happened?
I cut my finger, Jug.
She was, does it hurt?
Sure it hurts. Did you ever cut your finger and not have it hurt?
You want me to call a doctor?
Jughead.
Or an ambulance?
Jughead.
Or a stretcher?
Jughead.
Be brave, Archie, be brave.
Jughead!
Huh?
Jughead, I am being brave, and I don't need a doctor or an ambulance or a stretcher.
You don't?
No, I don't. For Pete's sake, do you want to wake my father and have him so angry at me that he won't give me any money to go play tennis?
I'm sorry. I was just trying to help.
Well, I don't need any help, Jug, and just...
iodine. Now, Archie, where's your finger?
What do you mean, where? Did he cut it off?
Jughead, be quiet. Archie, give me your finger.
Give you his finger?
Jughead, be quiet. Archie, hold out your finger.
But, Mom, it doesn't need any iodine.
Archie,
stop bleeding now.
Archie,
and that's the burn something awful.
Archie, will you please stop making such a fuss about a little iodine?
But, Mom,
you keep up that racket and you wake your father, sure as can be.
She was okay, Mom. Put the iodine on, but be careful, huh?
I will. Now, hold your hand still. I don't want to spill it.
Okay, but be careful now.
Now don't worry, Archie. I'll just tilt... the bottle. Jughead, what's hurting you?
I can't stand the look.
Jug, then close your eyes. Come on, Mom. Let's get this over and done with.
Archie, I'm trying to. Just hold still. There. Now, that didn't hurt, did it?
Gee whiz, it didn't. Well, that's funny. Gee whiz, Mom, that's the first time you ever put iodine on a cut and it didn't... Oh! Ow!
Oh! Archie, be quiet.
With my whole finger falling off? Ow! Oh,
Archie, it'll stop in a minute.
Oh, Mom! Ow! Oh!
Archie, if you wake your father, I'll be angry.
Okay, Mom, okay. Oh, it's stopping now. Oh, boy, but that sure burns. Boy.
Oh, thank goodness that's over. And it's a good thing for you that your father's a heavy sleeper. Otherwise, he'd be dead. Otherwise, Jughead, do you have to hiccup like that?
It's the only way I know how to hiccup.
Oh, fine.
Well, try not to. You'll wake Mr. Andrews.
I can't help it. I always hiccup when I'm nervous, and the sight of blood makes me hiccup. Nervous.
Oh, great.
Well, then go sit down till you get over it.
That doesn't do any good. My whole family hiccups when they hiccup. Nervous.
Jughead, I think you...
Especially my Uncle Herman.
Jughead?
My Uncle Herman won a hiccuping contest once. Hiccup for 7 days and 7 nights.
Oh, dear. They're getting worse. Archie, try to keep Jughead quiet while I go see if we have anything in the medicine cabinet for hiccup.
Okay, Mom. How do you feel now, Jug?
Rotten.
Well, listen, Jughead. Maybe I can cure your hiccups.
You?
Sure, I had a terrible case of hiccups about a year ago, and I cured them easy as anything.
Oh, yeah? How?
Well, now, you just do what I did. First, take a drink of water.
Oh, it won't do any good.
Yes, it will, Jug. You just do what I tell you. Now, drink this water.
Okay.
But drink it very slowly. Mm-hmm. Finish it all. Mm-hmm. Okay, now give me the glass.
Here.
Now, hold your breath.
Huh?
Go on, Jug. Do what I say. Hold your breath.
Okay.
Fine. Now, put your finger... Jug, if you want to cure those hiccups, put your fingers in your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, close your eyes and stand on your right foot. Jughead, do what I tell you. That's right. Now, jump up and down 10 times.
Listen, Archie. What do you think I am, a magician?
Jug, I'm just trying to help.
I've been holding my breath for 5 minutes now. You tell me to close my eyes, put my fingers in my ears, jump up and down on one leg. Nobody can do that.
Jughead, look, you can so do it, and it's the only sure cure for hiccups. It'll either kill you or cure you.
That doesn't give me much choice.
Jughead, just do what I said. Hold your breath, close your eyes, put your fingers in your ears, stand on one foot and jump up and down.
Sure you don't want me to sing a song at the same time?
Jughead?
Okay, okay.
Attaboy. Now take a big breath. Now start jumping. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. Hey, okay, Jug. Now how do you feel? Oh, fine. Jug, I don't know what to do with...
I couldn't find a thing for Jughead's hiccups. How are you now, Jughead?
Same.
Oh, dear. Well, Jughead, what does your mother do when you have the hiccups?
Goes in the other room and shuts the door.
No, I don't... I mean, doesn't she give you anything for it?
Oh, yeah. Once Mr. Pringle sent over a special prescription that stopped it. Stopped it right away. But I don't know what it was.
Jughead down to the drugstore and asked Mr. Pringle to give him something.
But, Mom, I
have... Now, Archie, don't argue. You can't let the boy keep hiccuping. You wake your father. Sure it can be.
Yeah.
She was okay, Mom. Come on, Jug. We'll take my jalopy and go down to the drugstore.
Now, don't slam the door on the way out.
I won't, Mom.
Come on, Jug.
Okay. But that jalopy of yours will probably shake the hiccups out of me before we get to the drugstore.
Don't be funny, Jug. My jalopy isn't that bad.
Oh, no?
No.
Okay, no.
Now, come on. Get in. Okay, I'll just turn the ignition on and we'll be...
Archie! Archie Andrews!
Oh, boy, there's Betty.
She wished...
Betty, don't make so
Hello,
much...
Hello, Archie. Hello, Jughead. Well, I'm all set for tennis.
Betty,
isn't it a wonderful day for tennis?
Betty,
I'm so glad Jug asked me.
Betty,
I love playing doubles more than anything.
Betty!
Huh?
Will you please not make so much noise? You'll wake my father.
But, Archie, you're the one who's shouting.
Betty, I'm shouting to keep you quiet. Now, we're not ready to play tennis yet.
We're not?
No, we're not. We have to wait till Veronica gets here. And besides, I have to drive Jughead down to the drugstore.
What for?
That.
What do you mean Jughead's got the hiccups?
Uh-huh. And we got to get him some medicine. And look, do you want to come along or do you want to wait here till we get back?
Well, I don't have anything else to do, so I might as well come along.
Okay, then hop in.
All right, Archie. Oh, but Archie.
Yes?
I don't think you should start the motor.
Shouldn't start the motor. Betty, how am I going to drive to the drugstore without starting the motor?
Yeah.
Jug, be quiet.
No, I didn't mean that, Archie. I meant if your father's sleeping, you shouldn't start the motor here. We're right under his window, and you know what a racket your jalopy makes when you start it, backfiring and everything.
Yeah, I know that, Betty, but what else can I do?
Well, just get out of the car and push it down the driveway to the street and then start the motor out there.
Hey, that's not a bad idea, Betty.
Yeah.
Jug, be quiet. At least that way my father won't think the jalopy's driving right through his bedroom. Come on, Jug, let's get out and push now.
But Archie, I...
Jug, don't argue.
Oh, okay.
I'll help Archie.
Okay, kids, all together now. When I say push, push.
I wasn't going to pull.
Jug, be quiet. Okay, you ready?
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 Okay. 1, 2, push! Gee whiz, it didn't budge an inch. Come on, now, push hard.
Okay, Archie.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Okay, now. 1, 2, push! Gee whiz, it still didn't move. Jug, are you pushing or just resting on that fender?
I'm pushing, Archie. I'm pushing.
Well, push harder this time. Now, let's go. All together. Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Okay. Okay. 1, 2, push!
Oh.
What was that?
I push the spender right off.
Oh, fine. Jughead, did you have to wreck my car?
It was an accident.
What's the difference, Archie? You still have three more fenders left.
Two more. I lost the right front last week. Yeah, well, I guess it doesn't matter. Now, for Pete's sake, let's push it this time and don't knock the rest of the car apart.
I won't.
Okay, you ready?
Ready?
Ready.
Okay, here we go. One, two, push! She's moving.
Keep
She's
going.
Moving. Keep pushing, kids. Keep pushing. There she goes.
Oh, it's rolling awfully fast, Archie.
Jug, not so hard. Jug, let go. Jug, she's getting away from it.
She wish.
Hang on to the bumper. She's going to hit that tree. Hang on, Jug. Hang on. She's going to... Oh, well, that wasn't so bad.
Hey, what's that?
She wish the bump set off the horn.
Oh, boy, Jug, shut it off.
I'm trying to, but the horn button doesn't do anything.
Oh, boy, we must have knocked the wire loose.
Oh, Archie, do something.
Well, what can I do?
Disconnect some.
Okay, Jug, get the pliers out of the back seat while I open the hood.
Okay.
Oh, boy, what a racket.
Archie, hurry, or you'll wake your father up.
Jenny, I know that. Jug, where are those pliers?
I'm looking for Archie. What's the matter?
The horn's blowing.
I can hear that. Shut it off.
Mom, I'm trying. Jug, where are those pliers?
Here you are, Archie.
Attaboy, I'll just cut this wire to the horn. This'll do it. There.
It's still blowing.
Well, fine. I cut the headlight wire.
Golly. Well, cut another wire.
Hurry.
I am, Mom, I am. Must be this wire here, yeah.
That didn't do anything either.
Gee whiz, that must have been the generator wire.
Archie, stop that horn.
Mom, I'm trying to.
Oh, golly.
Try that wire, Archie.
Yeah, I'll try that one, Judge. There, it's off. I mean, it's off now?
Thank goodness.
Boy.
At last. Archie, how did you ever let a thing like that happen? You know your father's sleeping.
Was sleeping.
Well, he still is sleeping, I guess, or he'd be bawling us out by now. Archie, it's a good thing your father's a heavy sleeper.
Gee, Mom, I was just trying to be quiet. That's how it all happened. You see, I didn't want to start the motor near the house because it makes so much noise, so Jug and I got
Archie,
out.
Archie, never mind that now. If you and Jughead are going to the drugstore, go ahead.
Hey, gee whiz.
What's the matter?
You know, the excitement, my hiccup stopped.
Oh, fine.
Golly.
For pity's sake. Jughead, you mean your hiccups are cured?
Uh-huh. Too bad. I was hoping I could break my Uncle Herman's record.
Jughead, never mind your Uncle Herman's record. Your hiccups are cured and that's settled. Now, for pity's sake, let's all go into the house.
Oh, Willie, what is it?
Smoke?
What smoke?
Coming out of the kitchen.
Kitchen?
Oh, dear, I left the toaster on. Hurry before something catches fire.
Oh, boy, sure a lot of smoke.
And how? I didn't know burnt toast could make so much smoke.
Well, neither did I.
Oh, dear, I can't
see a thing. Archie, we have to open the doors and windows. Jughead, open the windows over the sink.
Okay, Mrs. Daly.
Archie, you go open the windows near the ice pot.
Okay, Mom.
Betty, you just stay right where you are. I'll go open the windows near the stove.
Okay, Mrs. Andrews. Oh, golly.
Oh, what's the matter, Betty?
I don't feel so good. All this smoke. I think I'm going to faint.
Faint?
Oh, dear. Oh. Betty, go in the other room and get some fresh air. I'm too dizzy.
Oh, dear. Archie, get Betty out of here.
Okay, Mom, I will. Where are you, Betty? I can't see you.
I'm right here, Archie.
Okay, Betty. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I'll carry out, Betty. Hold tight.
Archie, put me down.
Jughead, am I carrying you?
You sure are.
Oh, fine.
Gee whiz, did you have to put me down so quick?
Jug, be quiet. Betty, where are you?
Here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you, Betty. There.
Archie, put me down.
Oh! Gee whiz, Mom, is that you?
Certainly is. Put me down and go find Betty.
Okay, Mom, I'm trying.
Why, I got her. I got her.
Jughead, put me down.
Gee whiz, Archie. I thought you were too heavy for Betty.
You! Did you have to drop me?
What do you want, an escalator to the ground floor?
Boy, stop squabbling and find Betty.
Okay, Mom, okay. Betty, where are you?
Right here.
Oh, is that you, Betty?
Yes, Archie.
Oh, good. I'll have you out of here in just a second, Betty. Up we go.
My hero.
Oh, I'll get out as soon as we open these windows. Jug, open that back door.
Okay.
Now, how do you feel now, Betty?
Oh, much better now, Archie.
Good, as soon as I've got you outside, I'll go back in.
Oh, Archie Andrews, if that isn't a lovely picture.
Yeah, I thought she was Veronica.
Did you have to drop me, Archie?
Oh, Betty, I'm awfully sorry.
You think you deserve anything better, Miss Cooper?
Just what did you mean by that, Miss Lodge?
Hey, what's all the
it
noise
It so happens
about...
I have a date with Archie. What are you doing in his arms?
Veronica,
none of your business.
Can... Now, Betty, don't start a fight.
Archie,
oh, is that so? Well, I won't have a little cat like you stealing my boyfriend.
Veronica,
cat,
please.
Who's the cat, you flirt?
Betty,
Harry,
I will...
I'll scratch your eyes out.
Veronica,
you
don't.
Will. Aren't you trying to...
Veronica,
oh, my gosh,
who hit me? Betty, don't. Veronica, Betty, don't.
listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
Yes, Mrs. Andrews.
Yes, Mom.
Jug, be quiet. Now, all I've asked of any of you is that you be a little quiet around here this morning so that Mr. Andrews could get some sleep. And what happens? You all wind up fighting like a bunch of alley cats.
I wasn't fighting like a bunch of alley cats.
Jughead, be quiet. The fact remains I'm still ashamed of you children, completely and utterly ashamed of you, acting like you had no manners at all. And if Mr. Andrews comes marching down here in 2 seconds, absolutely furious with all of you, and I'm sure he will be, I'm not going to say one word in your defense, not a single word. Now, is that clear?
Yes, Mrs. Andrews.
Yes, Mom.
Sure. Jug, be quiet. Now, I want all
well,
of you...
Well, well, good morning, everybody. How's everything?
Oh, Fred. Well, children, I told you this would happen. Fred, I'm not surprised they woke you, and I've... Fred, what are you doing with your golf club?
Well, what do you think I'm doing with them, dear? I've been out playing golf since 7 o'clock this morning.
Playing golf? Since when?
Since you 7 o'clock.
Look at you, Fred! Tell me you're going to play golf.
The Andrews will be back in just a minute, but first, everyone, I'm sure, thinks about the opportunity he'll have to get ahead someday. Thinks of how comfortable and happy he and his family are going to be in the future. But does everybody think of saving for that brighter future? Do you? Well, you better start thinking about saving, and more important, start saving. And there's no better time than right now. Right now, during the 1949 Opportunity Savings Bonds Drive. The payroll savings plan where you work makes saving safe, profitable, sure. United States savings bonds. Profitable, because savings bonds pay you back $4 for every $3 you put in 10 short years. And sure, because the payroll savings plan makes saving automatic. All you have to do is decide the amount you want to save, and it's set aside for you, regular as regular, every payday. Put more opportunity into your future. Invest in United States savings bonds. And now, back to the Andrews. It's a little later that morning, and everyone has recovered from the shock of discovering that Mr. Andrews hadn't been asleep at all.
Mom, oh, Mom.
Yes, dear?
Mom, I finally got everything straightened out. I explained the whole thing to Betty and Veronica, and they even apologized and shook hands.
Oh, that's good, dear. I'm glad to hear it.
And now that that's all straightened out, we're all going down to the tennis courts and play tennis together.
Oh, that's fine, dear.
Yeah, and now that Dad's up, I can ask him for the money I need.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Well, nothing, dear, but your father was so tired from playing golf, he just went upstairs and went back to sleep.
Back to... Oh, no!
You've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Jampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie was played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone, Mom and Dad Andrews were played by Alice Uhrman and Bill Griffiths, Veronica and Betty by Gloria Mann and Rosemary Rice. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen next Saturday for more of the Merry Adventures of Archie Andrews. And remember that on and after June 8th, Archie Andrews will be heard over most of these stations on Wednesday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Remember, after June 8th, we'll be heard Wednesday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. But meanwhile, we'll see you all next Saturday morning. This is Dick Dudley wishing you all a very pleasant weekend. So long, everybody.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.